This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So coming up, the crackdown against Airbnb. Apparently it's happening in Airbnb's hometown of San Francisco. Also, maybe happening in Austin as well. I'm not really clear on the legal status of Airbnb in Austin, but they're definitely looking at regulating them out of existence in Austin as well. Maybe where you live. You want to share your thoughts with us? You can join us at 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, apparently Bernie Sanders supporters have been booing during the Democratic National Convention today, which kicked off today. And Bernie sent a text message this morning asking his supporters to not protest on the Democratic floor. We'll tell you what the context of that message was here in moments.
I know he was denied a parade route permission slip by the city of Philadelphia. Like, he wanted to have some sort
of
protest. His own protest parade thing, and the city said no.
Interesting. Let's go to Anthony DiOrio, the creator of the Jax wallet. We were talking about Jax in the last hour of the program, JAXX.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. We'd heard you were going to be calling in tonight, Anthony. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I was speaking with Mark yesterday or today, and we said we'd call in. I think he wanted to discuss a little bit of what was going on with the DAO and with the Ethereum Classic stuff that's happening right now. So that was the arrangement. I know he's not on tonight, but that's basically what the discussion was about. So
okay, so DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, I think it was actually you who called first about the DAO while Mark and I were away. Daryl, I think you were hosting that show. And Mark and I were listening on the way back from a radio convention, and it sounded really interesting. So we went ahead and grabbed a few of the DAO tokens. What is a DAO for listeners who are new to the concept?
So we've got, most people, I guess your listeners are familiar with Bitcoin now, and Bitcoin, of course, the first example of blockchain technology where people can send value instantly anywhere in the world without needing centralized authorities. And then the second major thing that happened was smart contracts, basically the ability to have a much more programmable blockchain system that can enable autonomous agents to run on the blockchain in order to carry out tasks that are programmed in contracts or programmed in code. So that coders can now just develop code and execute them, and eventually we'll be replacing lawyers and we're replacing all these intermediaries that we're so used to carrying out transactions between peer-to-peer or between individuals.
Will it really be replacing lawyers, though, or will it just then require, cryptocurrency users to have to understand legal terms?
I think that you're going to see a lot of the menial contracts that lawyers do, a lot of the basic things, that perhaps should be quite a large percentage of contracts in the future, can actually be apps. So literally coders will develop these things with all the ins and outs and all the little things that say, hey, if this happens, then we'll go to arbitration, or if this happens, then do this and send this money there. And it's all going to be digitized. So, we say with Jax that we want to be the command center for your digital life. And that's exactly what we want to do. We basically, your contracts, your apps, everything in the future that can be automated. Basically, if you could replace 80% of things that say a lawyer does with contracts, if you could automate those, that actually reduces the need to have them, and the coders will become the powerful things in the future, which they already are. And they'll be developing these contracts that will sit in app stores, and the blockchain will actually facilitate the backbone of these contracts and allow them to be executed.
Now, there's talk for a long time. I mean, we've been covering Bitcoin and cryptocurrency on Free Talk Live for years, and we've been to a number of these Bitcoin conferences where people have talked about these smart contract ideas. Is the DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, is that the first real attempt at one of these smart contracts?
Yeah, pretty much. It was actually a next. So after smart contracts, you're going to have these things called DAOs. I think it's like the third generation. So blockchain with Bitcoin, Ethereum introduced smart contracts, and now DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations, are whole new ways to raise capital and distribute funds in organizations that live on the cloud, where you don't know who who has shares in these organizations.
Right. Imagine a company. My way of explaining this is like a corporation or a company where you don't know, like you're saying, who the shareholders are. You don't even know who the board of directors are. Nobody even within the company necessarily knows who the other people are. And yet they can all make decisions together anonymously through this system that is called the decentralized autonomous organization.
Yeah, which is a contract, and that's exactly it. So the DAO was literally a contract that was executed on top of Ethereum that enabled people to buy the DAO token. So you would have a token, and you would purchase it with Ethereum. So you're sending Ethereum into the contract, and you get DAO in return. And then the more DAO you have, it basically gives you voting rights. So each DAO that you have, and the more you have, you get more voting say in proposals that people in the DAO can put forth.
So the members, the people who hold these DAO tokens, the people who are investors in this, and by the way, the DAO investment phase was the most successful, basically, Kickstarter or crowdfunding campaign that it's ever been, I believe. They raised $150 million worth, $150 million worth of these DAO tokens. And just an incredible level of interest in this concept. So each one of those token holders can propose things for this DAO to do, with that money, and then all of the people who wanted to could then vote on those proposals. Is that right?
That's exactly it. And then the money gets distributed. If people say that's a good idea, so you put a proposal for, hey, we're going to create this widget. And then we're going to start a company, create the widget, and we'll say that 20% of the profits of this widget goes back to the DAO. The people go, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. They then send the money to the organization. The organization carries it out. So this is where you get humans involved. So you actually now have the money, and you carry it out. And then basically, if you have profits from it, or if people don't like what you're doing, you don't give them the next tranche of money. You basically, whatever you can write into that proposal is what you have to carry out. And the people get to decide how to fund it and how to carry it out. So it's really a whole new way of venture capital raising. It's a whole new way to distribute funds
in
a way that's crowdsourced.
And it sounded really exciting, which is why I got into it. But one of the things I knew when I was buying these DAO tokens is I'm not going to be able to read this code. I don't have the time. I'm not interested in doing that. So I had to trust that these people knew what they were doing. And I knew that there was a chance they didn't know what they were doing and that some mistakes were made, in which case, like any kind of investment, I knew that there was a chance I could lose my entire investment in this. I didn't spend that much on it, just, a few bucks worth of ether. But, I knew that something could go wrong. Turns out something did go wrong. The people who put together this DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, they made a mistake with their code that basically allowed somebody who was really smart and was able to read the code to find a loophole that allowed them to empty out millions of dollars worth of DAO tokens from the total. Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, it's actually Ether that got siphoned out.
Oh.
So it was actually the Ether that had been stockpiled in order to pay for the things. That actually is what emptied out, but a lot of it was cleared out of that. And then that started the whole next phase, which was this whole, well, what do we do now? We've got all these people that have potential losing money. And what do we do? Do we, what's called hard fork the code of Ethereum to take it back to a state, not really back to a state, but basically, you could fork it so that it doesn't have the DAO contract and everybody would get their money back. And that's actually what they did. And that opens up a whole other can of worms in terms of the mutability of the blockchain.
So this was a big debate. And just to kind of sum it up, the debate was sort of the purest side of, hey, you guys wrote bad code. This is the price you pay. You lose your ether. You lose the money that's in this system because you wrote the code. This guy didn't hack. He did not hack the system. He followed the rules, and he got the money out.
It would be akin to you go down to the local bank. You notice not only is the front door not locked at 2 o'clock in the morning, but the door to the safe is open as well, and somebody was like, all right.
No, I wouldn't even say it's like that, Daryl, because you still wouldn't be able to do what you wanted to do in the code, which is law. he read the code and said, oh, it'd be like someone saying, hey, my keys are in the car. I'm allowing you to go in and take those keys out of the car and take the car away. It's a little bit different.
And so some people said, leave it alone. The mistake was made. People need to pay the price for making a mistake. Others said, do the hard fork, jump back in time to before the ether was emptied out, because you can do that if you get enough support for this hard fork. And apparently the hard fork happened. Anthony, I presume you have more time to talk, yes?
I do.
Anthony DiOrio is here with us talking about the Tao. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question about The Tao. No, not the Tao Te Ching, which is a great book, by the way. But the other Tao, the DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization. That's what has been created out of the whole cryptocurrency universe, specifically the Ethereum universe, Ethereum being the second most popular crypto system out there, second to Bitcoin. And the Dow thing has been a bit of a scandal. We're going to continue with Anthony DiOrio here in a moment. He is the creator of the Jax wallet, which is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. But first, I want to tell you about our listen on demand lines that are available to you whenever you want to call up, 641-793-9660. You don't have to spend your data plan to listen to Free Talk Live or LRN.FM or some of the other great LRN.FM shows, because now we've got this on-demand listen line. And we've had listen lines for a long time, but those have always just looped. It's either looped Free Talk Live 24/7 or been the LRN broadcast. Now you can get LRN and Free Talk Live and about a dozen other LRN original shows at your fingertips on this new on-demand listen line. You can call 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. And you can leave us a message if you want. This is one of the newest features with this on-demand listen line. The messaging feature allows you to, when you select Free Talk Live from the main menu, which we're number two on the main menu, you start listening to Free Talk Live. Anytime you want, you can hit zero and leave us a message. That message will then be delivered to multiple Free Talk Live hosts via our email box. If you want to try that out, feel free. The number is 641-793-9660 for the Listen On Demand Live line. As we continue here with Anthony DiOrio, the creator of Jax, also the creator of CryptoKit, JAXX.io. Anthony, thanks for coming on tonight. You had wanted to talk with our audience and with us about the status of the DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, which is sort of this way of people coming together for a common purpose or multiple common business purposes. There was $150 million worth of Ether that was raised for this purpose. There's this contract that is immutable, supposedly, that must be followed in order for people to interact with this thing. They can make proposals for the business. They can vote on those proposals, at least in theory. We never really got to the whole proposals and voting part because, well, somebody went in there and emptied out a bunch of the cryptocurrency, the Ether in this case, from the whole system. They didn't hack it. They actually used the rules as they were written, the code that was written. They were smart coders. This guy was a smart coder or gal or whoever it was, and they figured out what the system actually was, you know, potential, what the potential was, and they exploited that. And so the heist was sort of discovered, and then the community started to debate over whether or not the rewind button should be hit and a hard fork should happen, which would essentially jump back in time on the blockchain, which is the set of rules that sort of backs the system. And they did decide to go with that hard fork. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they did. And a hard fork is a little bit different than a hard fork in Bitcoin. And for those who maybe don't understand, a fork is just basically it's a split of the code. So now you have two chains going. That's basically what a fork does. And in Bitcoin, you actually have to roll back all the transactions to the point that you're forking in order to actually do that. But with Ethereum, it's a little bit different where you can actually isolate the part of it that you want to do. And that's what was done. So they didn't have to roll back anything except the DAO portion of it. So everything else should stay intact.
That's pretty smart.
Ethereum has a number of benefits that actually improved upon Bitcoin, because it was a number of years after Bitcoin had already proven, you know, its worth. When we implemented smart contracts, we did a number of other things as well that made it much more efficient. Like, for example, mining is done through GPUs to avoid the centralization of the mining chips that are going on right now in Bitcoin, which enables a lot of centralization in mining. That's another thing that was solved by only being able to use graphic processing cards for a number of things. But in this case, the decision was made to do a hard fork, which basically meant there was a split in the code, and the majority of the miners, the majority of the people decided to go the new route, which meant completely rewinding the whole DAO contract and giving back the money to those initial 150 people that put that $150 million worth of Ether in. So basically, like, it never happened. So all the people that put in got their money back, but then it really opened that can of worms as to when you really, you know, take this blockchain that's supposed to be immutable And how do you really change a protocol when an application was what failed? We're supposed to have all these applications being built on Ethereum. That's what it is. It's a platform for building decentralized applications. Mm-hmm. The DAO was one of those applications. But if you go and turn around and start changing the protocol level, when there's an app that fails, it's really, really started that discussion and debate going. And I think a lot of people weren't too happy about that.
And so, now there's Ethereum Classic and Ethereum.
Yeah. That's right. So the Ethereum that's gone along is the new fork, which is the ETH is the code for that coin. But the old fork is still existing and people are still supporting it, and they're calling that now Ethereum Classic. And there's this whole move by that community to say, well, we're the actual true one here because we're the one that's immutable. It should never happen. It's a very, very, very small percentage of the mining power of Ethereum. But that's where the discussion is a lot around now is will exchanges start supporting both? And we've already gotten some exchanges like Poloniex, and I think Bitfinex is also saying now that they're going to do it. And Shapeshift is determining whether or not to add Ethereum Classic. We're at Jax evaluating the same situation and listening to the community and our customers of saying, hey, do you, potentially is this something you guys would want? So that's the new debate. And it just seems like everything gets more and more complex. Everything is in this.
It sure does seem that way.
And I think part of this is because Ethereum Classic, again, it's running, that quote unquote original blockchain of Ethereum. It already has, 82 million coins in circulation. So based on that, the market cap is the eighth highest right now of all cryptocurrencies, according to CoinMarketCap.
Okay, so here's one of the things I'm confused about. You said that this hard fork went back and people got their Ether back. But I don't see that. I've got my Jax wallet open right now, and I don't see that I've been given a refund. I appear to still have the DAO tokens that I purchased.
Yes. So it's not an automatic thing. If you see in Jax now, if you've upgraded your wallet, I'm not sure if you've upgraded the recent version, but we've actually got a refund button now inside the DAO that gives you the option to convert them back. So it doesn't just happen automatically. You actually have to send them back to the contract. You actually have to do a process because, honestly, DAO
is this thing done? Is the DAO thing kaputs? Is it over?
No, it's still going to act as a currency now. So it's still active to be traded as a currency. That's why people actually have to say, I want to get my Ether back. And you can do it whenever you want. It's no rush to do it. You can send it back to the contract, and there's a refund button right in Jax. If you do so, decide to do it. You don't have to do it. You press the button, and it basically converts your DAO now back to Ether.
So the DAO is not just an application within Ethereum that runs, some sort of decentralized organization. It is also its own currency?
It's its own token, and that token is actually what was running the voting, right? So when you have the token, you actually shows that you have that value, which enables you to do the voting. So that's why you still need the token. That's why the token was needed.
Well,
so DAO, yes.
Now it's dead,
token.
Though, right? I mean, is there any purpose to these tokens?
No, still has a value, I think, right now, and it still may have a value of as a coin. Because I think only about half of the DAO funds have actually been returned. People have reclaimed them.
All right, stand by, Anthony. If you want to stick with us, I'd love to have you continue the discussion because you obviously know a lot about this stuff, and you're doing a pretty good job of explaining it. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking geek stuff here right now, the cryptocurrency universe. And boy, is it a deep, deep universe. There's a lot going on out there. It would be hard to keep up with just Bitcoin and all of the developments within the Bitcoin universe.
Yes.
And you start adding in all these altcoins. I mean, there's so many of them. Ether, of course, the number two most popular cryptocurrency right now, according to CoinCap.io.
I'm on CoinMarketCap.com, which is a similar but slightly different site. Mm-hmm. And they show that they keep track of 671 currencies, 61 assets, from 2,096 markets.
We've also got the founder of, or one of the creators of Ethereum, and also the founder of Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. He's Anthony DiOrio. He's online with us here. You were one of the creators of Ethereum, correct?
Correct. There were initially five of us. It turned out to be eight founders, and yes, and most of us now have gone away from Ethereum to develop around the ecosystem and create companies to help build out the ecosystem around it. Yeah.
So you've been explaining to us what's been going on with Ether, where, or the Ethereum, where there's been this hard fork, and now there are two Ethers. There's the big Ether that's number two, and then there's now Ethereum Classic, which is
number eight.
The number eight most popular, or I guess most market cap cryptocurrency.
Correct.
Out there. You say the DAO tokens for the decentralized autonomous organization, this was this basically kind of failed experiment, or at least so far, where people tried to create this sort of corporation or business that you could buy into anonymously and then vote on what the business was supposed to do. Well, the voting never happened because somebody emptied out all of the money, or a bunch of the money that was collected by utilizing the rules that were written, because somebody made a mistake writing up those rules. And what you were saying was that people who got those DAO tokens can ask for a refund, and all you got to do is hit a button in the Jax wallet, so it looks really easy to do. Why would someone want to hold on to these tokens if the DAO is basically done for, or is it?
I don't think anybody really needs to hold on to these tokens right now, but it just turns into another cryptocurrency. You said there's 600 and something at least that CoinMarketCap
right.
is keeping track of. So people like those coins for something, and most of them, I mean, don't have any other value. We see a lot of clones of Bitcoin that do a lot of pump and dumps and a lot of marketing plays around them to say, hey, this coin's better than this for some reason. But really, there's only a handful of actually coins that do have some type of difference or do add something of value, and that's what gives them the actual value. They have something that actually people see and say, yeah, you know what, this makes kind of sense, or they're going into a system that's better and anonymizes things, or faster transactions or things like that. But really, there's only a handful. So I don't know why people would want to hold on, but they have the choice to. And the people actually now have their Ether, or have their Ether Classic. And the interesting thing is that you can have both now. So if you have Ether, it's actually on both chains now. So you get your Ether on Ether Classic, and you get your Ether on the Ethereum chain. And this is where it's quite interesting. So if you did a transaction on one, it would actually be going through on the other, and you'd have to split your coins in order.
What?
It gets very complex, but
this sounds
that you
crazy.
It's the same chain, right? So if it's a fork. So if you had Ether before,
yeah,
you could actually have both keep your Ether on the Ether chain and still have the same Ethers on the Ether Classic chain as well.
But if you spend on one, it spends on the other.
Well, it does if you don't split them first. So you'd have to split your coins so that you now have two distinct separate coins, but you still have
the same amount.
How the
hell do you do that? Is there
a
button for that in Jax?
There's a contract, actually. We're going to be trying to maybe working it out to do that, but there's actually a contract that's out there right now that you can do that with, and it splits them up so that you can distinguish and separate them, but then you have exactly the same amount on both chains. So if the price of Classic is, say, I don't know if it was around 60 cents today, last I checked,
yeah.
Classic. So if you have 1,000 Ether, you now can have 1,000 Ether Classic at 60 cents, and then have your 1,000 Ether at the $13.80 or whatever that's worth as well.
So basically, it's like a stock split, but slightly different.
Yeah, that's it. And a little more complex. And you want to make sure that you do split it if you do want to use the two different chains, because you don't want it to be affecting one or the other. So,
wow.
Bitcoin was difficult.
This.
It just gets crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
So speaking of smart contracts, and Anthony, I hope you don't mind me asking you a very difficult question. Let me first start by asking, have you ever heard of the Venus Project?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so the Venus Project is something that has been floated around for
decades.
Quite a while.
It's the 70s. Right?
Some guy from, I think he lives down in Florida now, he's a French guy, Jacques Fresco, to where basically
it's
what
Marxism
it is,
with robots.
Right. It's Marxism with robots, but it's supposedly open source and anybody can review the code of what the robots say, but there would be no need for anybody to make their own stuff. There would be no need for currency because you go to supercomputer and supercomputer gives you everything that you need because it's all in the contract in the computer. Any thoughts on
sure.
possibly some nefarious people getting in control of Ethereum or something like it with these smart contracts and then sort of, you know, making everybody partake in some Marxist universe run by a supercomputer that, well, it's got smart contracts.
I don't think so. So smart contracts have been around a long time. Smart contracts have been around, but they haven't actually been viable or useful because there was never that supercomputer that could actually do that. So the system that you're kind of mentioning there, I think they're talking probably about a single computer, a centralized computer perhaps that they say that they have that can carry out these things and do it. The difference with Ethereum is that it took smart contracts and added it to blockchain and a decentralized network of computers all around the world that are actually facilitating using what's called a virtual machine. The virtual machine is what carries out the contracts, and that's what the people are putting resources in to facilitate all these contracts. And that's why you're paying the fees when you run a contract in order to execute lines of code that you're putting into the network. So it sounds kind of similar, but this is taking real-world blockchain technology and carrying it out with code that is visible, provable. You can see how it executes. The contracts are all visible.
Plus, you have to opt into it. I mean, you don't get into the contract unless you want to get into the contract. You're not being forced to buy Ether. You're not being forced to put that into one of these agreements or whatever. And, you know, same thing with the Venus Project. They're not going to be able to get everybody to, you know, join their robot world unless they can sell the idea.
Right, that's why the Venus Project is never going to wind up happening. But they're fantasizing about this world where this computer, you know, the computer runs everything and smart contract.
Yeah, that sounds kind of similar. I just think this has more realism to it. And it's taken, you know, proven technology that we had and started with Bitcoin and taking it now, 9 years later. And it's the next evolution of things is basically automating all of these systems and services that we're used to having other people do for us and create value for us. And now it can be automated into code, and code is going to be law. And it's going to be
the
why developers
seems to have
so
come to the problem, at least with Ether. The code was there. The code did what it was supposed to. But the problem was the humans coded it wrong. So there was a mistake that humans made that when the code was applied to that, or the mistake happened and then it was exploited, you know, millions of dollars got lost as a result of that. Now that it was bounced back. But nonetheless, human error seems to be the big problem with this so far. And obviously that's not going to be easily eliminated.
No, and then they're going to have other, you know, other systems are going to come out. This was the first of its kind. It was the first test. And it all comes back to consensus. As all blockchains are, the consensus said, let's get rid of it. Let's fork it. And that's what it did. So it came down to the majority saying, hey, I think we should do this. That's what the community wanted. That's what was done. So we're still relying on democratic systems to do this, but at least it was, you know, the community decided, but now
it was an experiment, and that's why I wanted to get involved with it, because it seemed like a cool idea. Whether somebody will put something like that together again, I guess remains to be seen. Sounds like you aren't a fan of the DAO at this point, or at least the one that existed. If you've got more to share, we'd love to keep you on here, Anthony. If you've got a question for Anthony DiOrio, he's one of the folks who created Ethereum, you can dial in 855-450-FREE.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've got a question about the cryptocurrency world, at the very least a question about Bitcoin or Ether, the two most popular cryptocurrencies on the globe right now. We've got Anthony DiOrio with us here. He's on the line via Skype. And he is the creator of the Jax Wallet, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. It's been an interesting night tonight. I learned something tonight. I didn't know that after the hard fork of the Ether or Ethereum, that there was now or there is now two Ether currencies. Yes. One of them is Ether. The other is now called Ether Classic. And apparently, because of the way things are programmed, if you had Ether, you now have twice as much Ether, but one of them is the Ether Classic, the other one is the regular Ether, but you don't yet have it because you then have to do some sort of split. And this is like getting a little bit confusing to me. There's a lot to learn here. And as you were saying, it seems like things are getting more complicated, Anthony DiOrio. So does that bode well for the future of cryptocurrency? I mean, people need money to be simple.
I don't know. I think when you're dealing with technology, when you get to better and better things, it will become more complex, but then the user experiences are going to get simple.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we've done in Jax, is try to give it that user experience that people like my dad can use, start getting into the space. And that's what's going to start coming out, I think, over the next few years, is the experiences, the simplification, the browser-like experience that we all know with the internet, when that started in the early 90s, when like Netscape came in and Mosaic really gave a user experience to the regular user about for the internet. And I think the same thing's going to happen with blockchain. And that's what we're hoping to do with Jax, is to really become that space where you're in complete control of your assets. You're in control of your life, your identity, where you hold the keys and you're not relying on third parties anymore. And you have choice and you're not stuck to dealing with banks and you're not stuck to dealing with fiat currencies.
You know, there was a great endorsement of the Jax wallet at the most recent Bitcoin conference that Mark and I were at in San Francisco, where John McAfee, during his speech, actually mentioned his Jax wallet. So,
cool! Because we got a support request from him someday, and he didn't even thought it was him, but I wasn't sure. It said John McAfee, but I wasn't sure it was him. But
it's him.
Oh, cool! Yeah, yeah, we've got about 30,000 users right now in the first couple months that we launched, and it's growing, and we're adding more coins. We got Dash coming in soon, and Litecoin we'll be putting in. And
oh, that's cool! Really, because they actually had at the conference, they had a Dash vending machine, and
one of the questions
for them was, well, okay, that's cool, but is there a wallet for Dash?
And that's our next integration. That, and then all the other different Bitcoin-like systems. We're setting things up right now so that we can easily pop in Litecoin and a whole bunch of new ones. And then we've already launched our Shapeshift integration.
Okay.
So you can now, right inside of Jax, which makes it much more easier than using Shapeshift on their website, because you don't have to provide any address or provide information. You're just hitting the send button, hitting the Shapeshift icon, selecting how much you want to transfer. And it transfers right in your wallet. It's the easiest way to do Shapeshift.
Incredible. Shapeshift on its own is easy, but you've made it even easier with the Jax wallet. It's very, very impressive.
Shapeshift's awesome. It's just like the same philosophy as ours, what Eric Voorhees and his company does there. It's literally, they don't want to have to hold on to people's funds.
Right.
They're not. They're an exchange that doesn't hold customer funds. You send money in and you get money out. And that's the same thing with us. You hold on to your keys. No one has access to your funds. No one has access to your keys. We use standards, which means if we ever disappear, you'll have another way to get into your wallet. All these things that gives more control back to the user and makes them feeling that they actually are in control of their digital life. And I love partnering up with Shapeshift, love partnering up with Eric.
So where do you see cryptocurrency as a whole within the next, 2 to 3 years? Because, you had mentioned, Bitcoin's been around for
7 years.
About 7 years. So, at the 10-year mark, where do you see cryptocurrency?
So cryptocurrency is a term, I think it works for Bitcoin as a payment system. When you start thinking about things like Ether, you're not even talking now really about cryptocurrencies. You're talking about smart contracts. And you're talking about, you almost think of them as tokens now and tokens of value that actually get way beyond payments. So I think we're going to be beyond the term cryptocurrency. It's going to be talking more about blockchain technology. And where we're going to be is that we're going to be ourselves owning our digital life, owning our identity, owning our contracts, owning our wills, everything in a user interface that uses blockchain without needing to rely on the banks, without needing to rely on third parties. People that are so used to providing value for us just because we didn't have systems before and we've always needed them to provide that layer of value between us. But we need to cut out those middlemen. We need direct human-to-human interaction, and we need it done in a way that promotes privacy, promotes security, and that's what we're going to get from these technologies. So when we think that things are turning bad, it's these things that are actually helping out to advance us and create the evolution that we need of taking back control of our lives, and that's what blockchain means.
Right, but part of that is also, the currency aspect, and I guess, allow me to rephrase the question of, I think within the next, say, 3 years or so, when you go to check out on any website online, right now you on most websites see that option of check out with PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
I think within like the next 3 years, you'll see use your credit card, use PayPal, use Bitcoin.
Would you
agree with that?
Well, I mean, we do see that. There's hundreds of thousands of stores that accept Bitcoin. The reason that it's slowed down is because of the issues that Bitcoin has with scalability. That's the one thing that needs to be overcome right now with these technologies, is the way to scale out these systems to the masses so that you can't have this 7 transactions per second thing be used as a global currency. Once those problems are solved and the scalability is solved, definitely you're going to see these things being used globally. It's just not mature enough right yet in order for that to happen, but it's coming. The technology is happening.
Yeah, I mean, we're still in the early days of this. It is important to keep perspective. When people look at the price of Bitcoin at right now, $657 per Bitcoin, they think, well, that's it. It's too late. I, you know, should have gotten in when it was $10 or when it was $100 or whatever. And the fact is, we're still in the beginning days of this. I mean, in the long line of how long money has been around, Bitcoin's only been around for a fraction of a second.
Right.
So, you know, what's coming next? What are the next 7 years going to look like? The next 50 years for cryptocurrency? And it's got a bright future, I would say. I agree with you. The scaling is an issue. This is one of the big issues that is dividing the Bitcoin community. So we talked about how Ether literally has divided into two. There's been a lot of argument within the Bitcoin community over the scaling of Bitcoin. Should Bitcoin stay small and not really very scalable and like this hobby thing or whatever? Or should it be able to compete with Visa and MasterCard and PayPal and all these other systems out there? And in order to do that, apparently they need to increase this technical aspect called the block size. But so far, it doesn't look like the miners are interested in doing that. There was the Bitcoin Classic, which came out as an alternative to the current Bitcoin. And the idea was that if 75% of the Bitcoin miners signed on with Bitcoin Classic, that would have a hard fork in Bitcoin, and then that would solve the block size problem. But there are now fewer Classic nodes than there were within the last several months, so right, it looks like that thing's dead in the water.
Well, part of that was because there was this sort of fear-monger campaign of, if we increase the block size, then the only people that will be able to be miners are the people in China, and so therefore it becomes a centralized thing. But it should be pointed out that the initial Bitcoin protocol did not have a block size cap.
That's true. Well, what's going on in that area, Anthony? I don't know how close you have your ear to the ground in the Bitcoin world. I mean, is there any chance that this thing's going to get solved within the next year? I mean, they've been debating this thing for a couple years now, at least, right?
The problem is that these things all work on consensus systems. They work on democratic systems. And we all know democracy doesn't work very well, but it's kind of the best thing that's out there, or at least without testing some of the other things that we'd like to, that's what people tend to go to. So when you have miners and business owners and merchants and all these people with different they have different motives and objectives trying to come together and solve a problem like this, they butt heads and they can't come to solutions. Like, for example, the miners in China don't want the block size increased because they have not so good internet connection in some areas, and with higher block sizes, the transactions might not go through. There's so many different variables, and I don't see much success coming through because there's really lacking that leadership.
Do you think that means really that something else is going to have to rise to replace Bitcoin? If Bitcoin continues to stagnate, are we going to see Dash or, you know, one of the other alternatives rise up and take its place?
Possibly. I mean, a lot of them are going to run into the same scalability issues.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see systems that are being worked on, like sidechains on Bitcoin, which might make things a little bit better. There's other things coming out, and new technologies will emerge, and who knows what will happen. But Bitcoin just has such a large, you know, the first mover advantage.
Right.
For now, it is
the king of the hill. It's hard to displace that.
I know we're running out of time here. I've got a quick question, yes or no. Is it possible to separate the transactions of I send money to you, separate that from when the new Bitcoin wind up coming into existence every 10 minutes?
Separate the trend. You know what? I've lost you.
I don't know if that was a yes or no question. You're going to have to ask him off the air because we're out of time.
Thanks, guys.
Anthony, thanks for coming on the show here tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony DiOrio,
the creator of the Jax Wallet, JAXX.io. That's where you can go and download it. And it's pretty sweet. I'm going to have to give a refund on those DAO tokens now. Hour number three is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.